Now, where would you like me to start as we look at tomorrow's front pages? All right, then, the Fin Review. Tom McElroy's story. Christine Holgate has blamed Scott Morrison for forcing her out at Australia Post, dragging the government back into the damaging Cartier watches saga, as the board chairman insisted the former chief executive resigned on her own volition. In dramatic evidence, they say, to Parliament yesterday, Ms. Holgate said the Prime Minister instructed her removal, blaming Australia Post Chairman Lucio Di Bartolomeo for subjecting her to a biased internal investigation to curry favour with his political masters in the government. Now, I did, as it turns out, watch most of the Chairman's evidence and probably half of Ms. Holgate's evidence, and I'm sure there'll be people convinced that she's right. And there's no doubt about it. If the PM says in the Parliament during question time she has to go, then there's an awful lot of pressure on you. And I don't know that it was handled as appropriately as perhaps it might have been. But I wonder how many people tonight sat down and when they put the knife through the lasagna, their minds turned to Cartier watches and what happened in a world where we just try and struggle and pay our bills and get on and not get sick. Fin Review, Sydney Morning Herald front page, and they continue via Nick McKenzie and Chris Masters. Accused war criminal, wow. Ben Roberts Smith kept more than a dozen Defence Department drone videos of Afghanistan military operations buried in his backyard, including footage watermarked as secret and only to be shared among certain NATO forces. The files buried by the former Special Air Service Regiment soldier in a child's pink lunchbox include 13 drone videos taken by NATO forces, as well as copies of classified operational reports from an SAS mission in southern Afghanistan. Access to the information is supposed to be strictly limited. That story continues in the Nine Press. The Morrison government, reports Matthew Knott from the US, hopes to use a summit organised by President Joe Biden to repair the damage caused to Australia's global reputation by a decade of climate policy infighting. Australian Ambassador to the US, Arthur Sinodinos, said he'd spoken to John Kerry in recent days and told the US climate envoy Australia wants to work closely with the US to promote investment in low carbon technologies. What is that term again? Lino, something like that. And again, the coverage of the Christine Holgate story on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald. The Daily Telegraph headlined Letter Bomb. Ex-Australia Post boss Christine Holgate sensationally accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of humiliating her in part due to her gender and conspiring to have her fired. An emotional Miss Holgate likened the experience to being run over by a bus and told a Senate hearing she was left on the brink of suicide and relying on medication. Well, that's very serious when a person ends up like that through, these incidents. I know she was assigned a staff member from Australia Post to help her through this. Perhaps that didn't give her the comfort that she required at the time. It seems wrong to mention it, but I will. I think the use of gender in all of this, I think people hear that and they start just to think, oh, wow, really? Anyway, that's her view, and she's entitled to it. Courier Mail, a tiny baby blanket with only one row left to be crocheted, remains waiting for a baby that will never come. Elise Williams writes, Kate Ledbetter and Matt Field were due to have their son Miles May 17 this year, but tragedy struck when the trio's lives were taken while walking the pet dogs on a balmy January afternoon. The young family killed within seconds when a stolen car allegedly driven by a teenager on drugs smashed into them at Alexandra Hills. Kate's family has spoken about the tragedy as her stepfather today releases a song to remember the three hearts that will remain beating in their memories. Beautiful writing from Elise, and that touching story highlighted front page of the Courier Mail. In the Age newspaper in Melbourne, they highlight the US summit to fix the climate war damage. Apparently Australia let down the world again, damn. And coverage again of Christine Holgate on the front page of the Age newspaper in Melbourne. And there is a look at the front pages. It's 18 after 11.